Blog Talk Radio.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, the earth is empty as my car. Blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain will can show through. But my dreams, the earth is empty as my car.
Discover
Texas too.
got up to 96 today, but you know, we constantly have 80-85% humidity down here, so
it makes
forecasting the weather easy down here in Texas though, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, till like late October, early November, it will be continued hot and steamy as fuck.
Yep, I remember my visit when I was over there with 13M, and at that time and everything, and it was like middle of winter, and I was sweating like a dog. So, you know, so I was like, wow. But hey, man, I tell you what, a lot of things on the news today, a lot of distractions and stuff coming out. And Russell, I had a couple of things that you were talking about a while back got confirmed today by a friend of mine and everything. And we'll talk about some of that and stuff. But just a little while ago, I guess I don't know, you all probably heard, but Oklahoma, they're not totally seceded from the United States, but Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Indian Nation that all the Indian land, all the land up there belongs to them now. And everything.
Well, now,
what does that mean? That means it's going to be a huge, big mess.
Well,
you know?
Now, hang on now. That was the Oklahoma Supreme Court. That
mm-hmm.
wasn't a SCOTUS.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was Oklahoma Supreme Court. So this
right,
is creating a huge.
That fights way from being over.
Right. So anyway, it's just a big mess that it's going to create. It's another distraction. And besides that, if you guys would like Oklahoma's piss water beer down there, which is 0.20 beer, you know, more power to you.
Yeah. Some Oklahoma roll their joints all wrong too, man. They're way too skinny and too damn long.
I'm an Okie brother, so I can vouch for you on that one. He's Russell speaks the truth.
What do you think about Barr and Durham? I told y'all he was a piece of shit, but everybody went, oh, mm-hmm. trust the plan. Well, guess what happened, man? They're going to punt on the whole thing. Well, they're not going to be able to have the investigation completed till sometimes after the election.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they're hoping that Trump gets defeated. And as I said all along, nobody's going to fucking jail.
And that was one of the things
they
got confirmed.
Treason.
Right, and this is actually confirmed what Russell just said. I got a friend of mine that's an ex-federal agent. Talked to her today. Her and I had a long talk. And she confirmed everything that you said, Russell. You just now said. Part of the plan. Even with A.G. Barr, she said, don't trust him.
No, I've been saying that all along, and I've been bad-mouthed mm-hmm. and you-hooed and everything else, man. And I'm telling you, it, you know what really gets me? It's kind of going back to the same old dog and pony show, brother, but, you know, these American people believe that something's going to happen and all this, and I'm telling we have been sold down the primrose, and nobody does anything unless we ourselves do it, all right?
Well, this is what my friend said.
Indict the corrupt.
Right, and this is what my friend said, okay? And this friend is very trusted. I'm actually going to have this friend on the show Monday. It's going to put a shock into everybody, because what Russell said is very true. Even Virgil, we were talking about the elections. Well, guess what? Where it gets you, we will probably lose the House and the Senate. It's planned.
Yeah.
Very good chance. And you know what she told me, Russell? She said, grab your families and keep them close to you. This shit's about to get real. Exactly what she said.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've seen it, man. The whole governmental system is against anybody standing up to BLM. We had that couple here in California the day.
They
saw the Black Lives Matter painted in front of a building. They didn't like it, so they said, hell, we'll get some paint. We're just going to paint over it, right? We speak, right? American people, right? The Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The state of California is charging them with a hate crime.
Yeah, she mentioned that, too. This is all part of their plan. The critics are going to get away with shit, and we're going to get charged with crime.
Exactly.
And here's another thing. I'm gonna piss you off, Russell, but I'm gonna piss every Trump supporter off too. Okay, we trust Trump to a certain point, but don't be surprised if he's part of that plan to bring us to the World War, because from what she had told me is everything you have talked about in the past, and confirmed it. I was shocked. This person, you got to remember, she's intel.
Now, whether Trump is part of bringing us into the New World Order or not, I don't know. I have some doubts on that. But they will end up destroying him. And the American people are going to sit right there and watch it happen and go, oh, golly gee whiz, who's going to save us now? We need to be protected. And we've lost our fucking country because nobody will stand up and fight. We've lost our country.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is the other thing she brought up. Look at the first thing is one of the things you and Virgil said in the beginning. He should have got rid of most of those people in the first place before he was first elected in office. He fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, that's why all this shit's going on. The other thing is that, and this person said the same thing, they should have done away with the Patriot Act a long time ago. Why the hell is he not doing away with it? We don't know. This even pisses her off.
Well, I mean, you got to...
That would solve a lot of problems.
Well, remember right now, too, man, that, yes, our Senate Majority Republican Party just made it easier for them to spy on us through the Patriot Act by saying, oh, well, you know what? They no longer need warrants to go through your browsing history and your messages and stuff like that. They don't need warrants for that. That happened about 2 years
ago. She told me things, Russell, that blew my mind. I'm going to have her on the show Monday. And it's like, she blew my mind with all this shit. Everything, you know. Some of the stuff that I wasn't surprised at, but some of the other stuff. Do you remember a couple of years ago during the Obama administration when they had a train load of ammunition that disappeared? You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Guess where it went to? Guess where it went to, actually?
Well, I know that ammunition went somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it went to arm the brown shirts, which at this point, Antifa. And remember, too, it goes way deeper than just a train load of ammunition. All these no-name agencies bought millions and millions of rounds of ammunition and weapons that they would never have any excuse for ever having or needing. Somebody tell me where that shit is.
Well, the Muslim groups have them. She said we need to get ready because shit, this is no joke.
Oh, no.
This is not a joke.
Not
you know, and everything.
This is absolutely coming to head.
There's something that she surprised me with that caught my attention last night is that, okay, all these distractions, you know what the real distraction is over? China. we've been saying China all along. Well, China is preparing to possibly invade us, like Red Dawn. That's how she put it. If you get her intel from these other people that are saying that they're getting ready, they're preparing for it. I wouldn't
well,
be surprised.
This is what, I see happening. Mm-hmm. All right. And I think this is very feasible. And with the way their plan's been playing out and the lack of courage by the American people, what we're going to see happen is this domestic conflict going to kick off. The Democrats are going to immediately scream for the U.N. And the U.N. forces consist of Muslim and Chinese.
They're
going to come rolling right up in our backyard. And I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised to see a couple different South American countries run up across our southern border.
Exactly. Well, guess that's what I was just going to say, because she mentioned the UN troops are in all the Mexican borders waiting. The Mexican president, do you think the Mexican president is our friend? No. He's a damn communist.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
and, and I'm telling you, this whole Q thing was an NSA psyop to keep cousins in hope and keep them quiet, believing something really good was going to happen and their country was going to be saved by invisible white hats and John F. Kennedy Jr. And you know, whoever the fuck else.
Right. And, you know, well, like I said, this source, you're gonna absolutely love her. She'll be on the show Monday. I was shocked. I was actually shocked at some of the other stuff she was telling me. But it makes sense. And like I said, she confirmed everything you and Virgil have been talking about.
Yep. Well, you know, it's not rocket science, Joe. I mean, we've been calling what was coming all along, but as far as what's gone on with this presidency and the big last effort pushed by the deep state and their allies to bring this country down, we've called every shot of it, every play, bro.
Well, look at the Supreme Court right now, Oral Roberts and the other one. They're about all of a sudden, they're totally turned against us.
That rule of the day, I didn't really consider that turning against us and stuff like that, because pretty much all they did was said, look, we're not going to be the referee between intergovernmental branch arguments. The laws are out there, and there's guidelines that have to be followed. And y'all take it back to the lower courts and fight it out.
That's true in a way. Yeah. But still, like she said, this is the ingredient to put forth a lot of these plans that's going on that we're seeing with all these distractions. And just now, before we got on the air, guess what our governor did? We're on lockdown again.
No,
we just got locked down 5 minutes ago. Yep, we're on lockdown again. This is all bullshit.
Well, I mean, I can't say a whole lot because fucking Hot Wheels Abbott there, I hope he rolls off a fucking cliff, but Hot Wheels Abbott has gone completely fucking Democrat here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Texas is pissed. I'm serious, bro.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, you know, we were talking about, you know, this black militias and stuff. Me and her were talking about them too. And, you know, she agreed. They're nothing but a bunch of blowhards and full of shit. Okay? If they want to come into Texas, let them try because they ain't a shitting thing they can do. Texas will whoop their ass, no problem. You know, exactly what she said. You know, and everything. But this is all distraction to keep us away from what's really happening and what China is actually trying to plan for. Like with digital cash, you and I were talking about. I'm seeing it here in New Mexico now. Digital cash.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. Food that I normally buy, Russell, I normally buy for $100 is now $500.
Do what?
I shit you not. Food that I normally buy, you know, I could spend maybe $100 or $200 on is now $500. Meat is so high over here. I mean, my gosh, seriously.
It's not crazy. Yeah. Texas, the food prices bumped a little through all this and stuff because they know they can get away with it. But generally, they aren't that bad as speaking stuff like
not
that.
Yet.
But,
not yet.
But you gotta understand, and people miss the point of this, you know. And I can't believe that America has been so fooled by this fucking corona deal. And I see you posted this and that, one thing or another. And I went out today. I was off today, worked slow, man. I've only been working about 3 days a week. I had to run to the grocery store today to just get a couple things. And now even one of the last Texas vestiges of freedom, H-E-B, now has a thing up there. Oh, well, you have to wear a mask to come in. So,
oh, my God.
You know, the program
you have
is
mask,
continuous, man.
You have the mask,
these,
mask
these,
police over there
are,
yet?
Let me and
go ahead.
The whole thing about this is that none of this, 3 million cases does not make a pandemic, okay? This is all bullshit from the get-go. This is China. This is Gates. The Gates Rockefeller Foundation think tank are the people that the $7.5 million that went to Wuhan through Fauci came from, okay? This is so absolutely... people will not stand up, they will not fight, and they are absolutely being trained for martial law. And the next big step is going to be at the first of the year. They're going to come out with this wonder vaccination, cures everything from athlete's feet to hemorrhoids and fucking COVID-19.
And the pimple on your nose.
You know? And if you don't get the vaccine, you're not going to have your papers, and you're not going to be able to work. You're not going to, everybody's just going to lay down and submit like the lousy, cowardly fucking dog.
And it's like my friend, she brought up a good point. With all this shit going on, how come nothing is being done about it? You know, Trump has all the power in the world to talk to. You know, and it's like, you know, and everything. So this is why it's worth questioning. You know, we told people, she's like us. We told people, don't work with a man, you know, thinking he's going to lead you out of this and out of that. Trump's just one man.
Exactly. And that's what we've been saying all along. Trump is one man. He's the president.
Yes, he's got a big bully pulpit. But as far as his powers aren't unlimited. And as long as people keep bowing down to BLM and this fake fucking pandemic and refusing to stand up for their rights, President Trump is doing absolutely everything he can. All right? I mean, did you hear the military on? The military was on again today. Officers are not supposed to give political opinions or interview you or anything like this. And they were all talking about, well, absolutely how wrong it would be to put military troops on the streets. Yeah, we need to rename these bases names after these racist, treasonous Confederate generals. And I was just sitting there and I went, what the holy mother of fuck is going on
here? But Russell, they're okay with the United Nations coming on the soil? Yeah, and that's the same thing as having the troops.
Yeah.
They don't see the picture like we do. They're not seeing it.
Well, and Joseph's already started in the major city. Mm-hmm. He got these thugs running around with weapons, assaulting people, killing people. And if you stand against them, the whole weight of the government's going to come down on you.
They're
running around doing this shit unimpeded, free, charge free. They can do whatever the fuck they want to. So, you tell me, brother.
Exactly. You know, but like my friend said, ride your family and keep them close to you, man, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. She says real shit is going to come down around about August. That all this shit is really going to come down. And I have to agree with her on it.
I think it's going to come to a head a lot faster than anybody ever anticipated. We were wondering if there's going to be an election or not, one thing or another. Then it got to
there'll be an
like
election.
Like,
there'll be an election, but not like. There'll be an election, but not like what everybody thinks.
I don't know what's going to happen, brother. I really don't.
But it's just, we're there, brother, like she said. And she said the same thing we've been saying. We're there. There's no turning back around. We've lost for state.
We've gone off the cliff, and it's a long way to the bottom before we can start coming out, and a lot of people are going to be hurt, and I don't want to go on in detail, but I'm just going to say it's going to be very, very, very ugly, and the people who thought this was all bullshit and thought they were going to be safe in their little comfort zones if they just did what they were told and da-da-da like that, they're going to learn a very, very hard lesson.
Well, this is why these Democratic communist governors are keeping us on lockdown. They're punishing us for not following the rules. This is exactly what they're doing. It has nothing to do with the pandemic. This is their way of punishing us. You're not listening to what I'm telling you. You guys are going to have to stay in your houses, lock down.
Fuck it.
You know, I do whatever I want. I do.
That's it, too. And if somebody thinks they're going to arrest me for not wearing a mask or being outside of where I'm supposed to be or something like that, I'm going to tell you right here and now that that's going to get very ugly.
I've been giving lots of warnings out about that, brother, because I'm like, you lay hands on me, you might not be walking out alive. Especially if we have contract tracers out, they're going to have them in full force out here in New Mexico. They show up on my property, they're not any type of law enforcement, but I have the right to come shoot your ass.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
These fuckers have become so brave. Look, New York's mayor, de Blasio, he's out there with these thugs painting Black Lives Matter right in front of Trump Towers.
Well, Tucker Carlson made a little joke about that, and I had to laugh because it was like what a good way for Trump to say, for them to say, well done, President Trump, you did all the blacks a favor. That's a good reminder for them to know that you've done every black southern jaws and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. But you know you're never gonna hear that in the mainstream media.
Right, right. But it was a good joke. You know. The good way to piss them off is what you did, you know, from what I saw. But dude, this is, oh my God. I mean, when I bring her on the show Sunday, we're gonna blow everybody's mind on this. And this is somebody I've known for quite a while. She's actually a good friend of Lucretia, and she's been trying to knock Lucretia's head into against my sister, because you know how she's been lately and everything, but she's like, she says, you guys are right. You guys have been spot on. Everything you said. She goes, you guys are fully awake. I go, yeah, we are. We've been awake for 5 years. I go, me and Russell predicted this 5 years ago.
Yep. And you know what the saddest part of all that is? The really, really saddest part of all that is, Joseph?
Nobody.
We were right. No, mm-hmm. We were right.
Mm-hmm. And nobody listened.
I would have much preferred to have been wrong on this one, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and coming from an ex-FBI agent intel, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's never heard our show. You know, I just told her basically what we've been doing and stuff, and she does follow a little bit, but she told me, she said that, you know, I go, what can we do to keep waking people up? You know, I go, we're at our end wits. We don't know what to do anymore. She goes, you can't, there's nothing you can do. It's too late for you.
No, those who listen have listened, and the rest of them, and mm-hmm. you can't say they haven't heard or whatever, but they're in denial. It shakes up their mm-hmm. little comfort zone, their little mm-hmm. world where nothing can touch them, and surely this can't be true, and anybody saying mm-hmm. anything like that. Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
those are going to be
mm-hmm.
the people that are going to be absolutely devastated by
what's coming. Mm-hmm. And it's like I told her, I said, the president already gave the call. General Flynn, he gave the call. Two others gave the call. Nobody's answered.
Mm-mm.
You know.
Mm-mm.
Because when he gave the call,
the day that somebody stands up and takes action, and they will absolutely, the government will absolutely come 100% down on them, four different ways from tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the start of it all, man. And yep. I think that day's a lot closer than anybody wants it to be.
Yep, yep, and you know, but Trump gave the call during his Mount Rushmore speech. You know, General Flynn, he gave the call. He gave the call on the media.
Yes, he did.
You know,
and this is it. You know, and you know, I really don't know what else to say, Joseph. We said this was coming. We said there was no way getting around it. That lines had been crossed, and here we are. And there's absolutely no way to backpedal out of this.
Hopefully Monday, we'll be able to wake. You know, what we're going to talk about Monday, we're going to shock everybody. Okay, this has been a bit more shocking to everybody because this is serious. Very serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, serious is an understatement, brother. I mean, I don't even think there's a word big enough to use, but this is it. This is whether our country survives as it is, a representative republic, or whether we slide straight into, you know what, we're not even going to get communism, man. When we follow the New World Order, it's going to take over immediately. It'll be so quick, people will not know what happened. These people think, well, we're okay, we got this and that, everything their own's going to be stripped down because they believe in equal misery for everybody.
Well, are they going to be shocked, Russell?
I will be dead at that point, so it don't matter to me.
Right. Well, you know, it's just, wow. But, you know, it really shook me up with some of the other things that she was telling. And that's why I'm going to have her on the show. I'm thinking maybe doing Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday with her and everything to really dress it up. But I tell you, you know, you guys have no clue. You have no clue after this listening. You have no clue. None whatsoever.
I mean, there's examples out there. Look at Venezuela, which is one everybody uses. But how about this one? Look at El Salvador. That civil war was in the 80s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they still have military running around patrolling everywhere. You're liable to get stopped by the military at any given time. You will comply. Here, you know, that's 40 years later, man. They're still using American currency. The living down there is horrible. Dirt floor hut. Average pay a week is about $5. American dollars. You know, it's I've been down there a couple different times, man, and it's really a fucking sad thing to see, man. Desperate people.
Yeah, well, I've been in deep parts of Mexico, you know, years ago, and my gosh, you know, seeing how they live down there. You know.
Yeah.
Sad. Seeing little kids out there in the streets selling themselves for money. Seriously.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's sickening, but that's what they do to have to survive. You know, I've seen the police down there chasing these kids and killing them. You know.
Oh yeah, you know. Look at wonderful China, and I mean, you know, Biden was out there.
That's what's
going to
happen here.
And I was like, dude, you think America's memory is that short, you know? China still ruled with a steel fist. If you don't conform, you will pay the price. And if you're dissenter against the government, you may very well end up in an organ farm where they take you in there and they just take your organs and sell them on the market.
You know, we're going to see that here in the United States probably by next year.
We're fixing to enter a time of darkness that no one, I think very, very few people have a real idea of what's coming.
You know, I believe this is the ingredient, and like her and I were talking, brother, these are the main ingredients for 7 years of darkness that's coming. I believe that's what it is, 7 years of darkness that we're fixing to face, all because nobody wanted to get up off their ass and stand on their stand firm and fight. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You know, the old thing is very true. The only thing that evil needs to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And boy, do we have a lot of do nothing going on.
Exactly. So, anyway, but, you know, I have no more words to say for what's going on. I mean, just wait until Monday and everything, y'all, because I'm going to tell you, this doesn't open yet, but we're going to tell you Monday. Maybe that will be shocking to you.
I mean, you know, Joseph's right there, man. It's gotten to the point, yeah, we could talk about the different distractions going on and this and that and one thing or another. But the truth of the matter is the government, Republicans and Democrats alike, are out to do nothing but save themselves. Trump threw a monkey wrench into the deal, and I'm telling you, and like I said, there's nothing left to say, ladies and gentlemen. What we told you was coming has come to fruition. There's very little time left to do anything. And I strongly suggest you do it because, you know what, all you digital warriors that are so proud of, ooh, I'm a digital warrior, well, that ain't going to do you a bit of fucking good. All right? You better become a fucking warrior, and you better do it damn quick.
Well, that's like she says too, Russell, on that part. They're expecting us to do the fighting for them. They don't want to actually go out there and get the bloodshed and dirty and everything. They want us to do it for them.
Well, yeah, that's below there. I mean, that's a peasant's job to it. And they're fixing to find out, man. They're fixing to find out. And it's not anything nice. And I really hate to say that, but brother, we're here. There's no way around
well,
it.
Well, like you said,
if you can't see what's happening in the streets and the propaganda that's being put out, and the fact that anybody who stands up to and what BLM is the same as Hitler's brown shirt. Our government's brown shirts right now, if you stand up to them or anything, you are wrong. You cannot defend yourself. You better take whatever dished out, because if you don't, they're going to come down on you with everything they've got. And ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for our very lives and existence right now. For the love of everything sacred, you better fucking stand up.
Yeah, because don't be surprised, like you said, too, if they show up in the middle of the night at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Just putting it out there. This is intel given to me. I'm telling you all, better take the seriously.
Yep. That is true. It's 100% true, brother. And you know,
and this is for somebody that's working in several branches of the government, brother.
Oh, yeah.
She knows exactly what's going on.
And, you know, anybody putting any truth out there right now is being totally harassed. I'm not going to go into it on the air.
Oh, we get harassed all the time, brother. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
I'm not talking about fucking trolls and idiots on the internet or Parler or Facebook. I ain't talking about that kind of stuff. Those people are inconsequential. I give three fucks what they have to say about it. I'm being harassed right now. I'm being harassed by government agencies.
You know why? Because our names are on the list, brother.
Yep. You know,
we'll be the ones. We're going to be the first ones they come after.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And it started with the IRS already, and I've been fighting them tooth and nail for the last 2 months, and all of a sudden, I've got the record where I filed and everything through TurboTax. Got copies of it, and they're saying they never received anything from me since 2017.
My roommate's son is going through that same thing right now with the taxes. Going through that same exact thing.
But I even paid taxes. And I've got the evidence that I filed and through TurboTax, and they are saying, well, you know what? We don't have any record of it here. I said, how can you not have a record of it? It shows it was accepted by you people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're the government, so they win because I don't have $3 million to fucking fight them.
Mm-hmm. They want that collateral. You want the collateral. They want that collateral so they can get a chunk when they come over.
Yeah, I don't know what they want, but I'm tired of it. And
I hear you. But I tell you what, it's getting close to that time. Do you wanna continue or call tonight or?
You know, let's just roll it up for tonight, Joe. Because I mean, we're both sitting here, and you know, with the talk that you've had, and with some of the research I've been doing, I mean, you know, the people who know and are awake know what's coming, and you know what, nobody else is listening. They've got their glasses.
Well, just be ready for Monday when I bring our special guest on and everything, because I tell you what, she's going to put a roll of shock in there, everybody. I'm going to tell you, be ready for it.
You know, that sounds good, brother. I'm looking forward to it, man. Let's, maybe they'll listen to somebody else, because they damn sure ain't listening to me.
Right, they're not listening to me either. You know. How long have we been doing this, brother? How long have we been doing this show now? 6 years? You know? But, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and get fuzzed off, and we'll come back on Monday night. Y'all have a good weekend. Hopefully we can all survive.
All right, brother.
We'll
see
what happens.
See you on Monday. Be safe out there. Enjoy the lockdown.
All right, we're officially on lockdown on the 13th, so still got a couple of days left. So I'm gonna get me here. All right,
we'll
talk to y'all later on. All right,
Johnny out.